All right, good morning, or good afternoon, or good night to you. I don't know. Hey, it's Randy. Yep, everybody's still on vacation, so you get another encore edition of the John Boy Billy Big Show. Hey, but don't worry, everybody's back in their normal places tomorrow morning on the Big Show. So there you go. Meanwhile, today's show originally aired on Monday, June 8th. I hope you enjoy it.
Good morning, Big Show. It's on the radio.
Wait, what was that? I need to know what you said after. This is for you late risers or your early risers. What was that you said?
Taylor, don't be like that. It's Monday morning. Hold on, just let me play the whole thing over again.
Until
midnight tonight.
That's what I thought you said.
All right, good. We called up. Let's get our first prize package out of the week for you to win. Oh, man, it's a good old BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. Brittle Brothers out of Nashville, Tennessee, makes the best peanut brittle on earth. 80% nuts, 20% brittle, and half the sugar. All kind of flavors with your pecan, with your bacon, with your Nashville hot. Ooh, the best. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, and get 20% off your order. All right, let's look at our three dates in history where we get our categories. By the way, good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning, Billy, Pillars,
hey.
Tater, Randy.
I'm not 100% sure what we're doing anymore.
Just Tater, don't dominate the conversation. June the 8th is what we're on right now. And back in 1896, the first car was stolen.
Now, here's my question. Was it the first car that was ever built and it got stolen, or is this the first time a car ever got stolen?
I don't know. You know, let's ask our research scientist. Sorry about that, Tater.
Yes, how can I help you?
What was it?
What does it say?
the first car was stolen.
And there you go.
Thank you for clearing
You're
that
welcome.
Up.
You're welcome.
Shut up, Tater.
All right, move up to this date in 1937. The world's largest flower bloomed in New York Botanical Garden.
Now, how do you know it's the world's largest flower?
Well, look at it, man. It was a giant Sumatran calla lily, measuring 8.5 feet high and 4 feet in diameter.
Sumatran, isn't that one of the Transformers?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Turned into a Volkswagen.
And its distinctive fragrance, like that of a rotting corpse, drove people out the doors.
And the president of the Botanical Garden said, whose idea was this?
The old Sumatran calla lily.
I think it's probably Sumatran, as in from the island of Sumatra. I
what
think.
Do you think, Tater?
I think that...
What does it say?
Yeah.
All right, and finally, on this date, 03, police in Stillwater, Oklahoma, arrested a 20-year-old man during a construction job interview when employees recognized him as a man videotaped robbing the company the day before. Needless to say, he didn't get the job.
Well,
there you go. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good Monday morning. The Big Show's on the radio. And our video of the day, live from home, the evening news. Funny outtakes. News anchors, weather people trying to do it at home, man. Good stuff.
I don't know why they did that. Why did they make them all work from home? You've been in TV studios. I mean, there's plenty of room for people to stand 6 feet apart.
I know. What is this? Worry about radio. You got that covered right here.
6 feet.
All right.
Back up.
Anyway, so check out these stoops at TheBigShow.com. And right now, got to get a week's worth of winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one.
this should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to John from Columbus, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
John! Good morning, John.
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and the rest of the gang.
Hello.
Hey, man, welcome. All right. Now that you're up wide awake, let's get the winning started. Are you ready to tackle the categories?
I am.
Here we go.
He sounds a little bit like Mayor Fiddleswoop, doesn't he?
Just all right, John Boy. Oh, the Mayor of Dismal Seepage?
Yeah, right, yeah.
John, I think you sound fine. That's Randy being Randy.
Like
you
can
talk to him. Yeah. All right. Well, here we go, John. In 5 seconds, three items that are stolen. Ready? Go.
Jewelry, cars, and money.
He has a fine radio voice there, man.
What's wrong with you? You want my job?
All right, John, here we go. Now we need three flowers. Ready? Go.
Rose, Daisy, and Lily.
All right. And for the win, three things on a construction site. Ready, go.
A crane, a cement truck, and workers.
And John was ready to play, and that's the way you do it. John, you have just won a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler, the best peanut brittle on earth. You got it coming your way.
All right, thank you. Can I give a shout-out?
Of course.
Shout out to all the hard workers and staff here at White Oak of Tryon.
Well, all right, John, appreciate you and your buzz and words. Listen to the big show. What?
Huh?
Handful.
All right, thanks.
Who do I sound like, Randy?
An idiot.
Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. Right on the other side, look at our celebrity birthday list. If you're having a birthday today, who's sharing one? Would that be fun? Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, June the 8th. You having a birthday today? Who are you sharing one with? The carefully selected celebrity birthday list. Another great job Tater performs
right
behind the scenes.
You know, he is spreading the hate on you today.
I don't know how I got on his radar, but I won't do that again.
That's what you get for drinking his purple water.
Oh, you don't
water
get off of it again until tomorrow.
Man.
Oh, singer Boz Scaggs is 76 years old.
Who loves you, baby?
I know, Tater. Good one, baby. Boz.
Don't you do a Boz Scaggs?
Oh, yeah. You know I do. Boz Scaggs.
This is Bob Scaggs. I think he lives in Dismal Seepage.
Right you are, John Boy.
Oh, it sounds just like it.
All right.
Wonder.
TV show host Maria Menounos is 42.
Believe it or not, I think it's Menounos.
Menounos. What does she host?
One of those Hollywood shows.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
She does the Sumatron Roundhouse.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Pop singer Mick Hucknall is 60. There's a good one.
The redheaded guy from Simply Red, which I know I'm explaining it and doesn't explain anything to you, Johnny. But
TV actress Kathy Baker is 70. She's from Picket Fences. Where is that?
You remember that? She played Gaylord Sartain. Oh, Kathy Baker. She was, she's on a show right now. I'm Sorry,
really?
On True TV.
Hmm.
She plays Andrea Savage's mom.
She's great. Didn't Edward Scissorhands give her a haircut in the backyard?
Yeah.
All right. Good work, boys. Look at him.
They're just making stuff up.
Tell you don't know.
What about TV actor Tori DeVito is 36?
That's Danny DeVito's daughter.
It's a daughter.
I'm telling you. He's just telling you anything.
Actress Kelly Williams is 50.
That's Andy Williams' daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actress singer Nancy Sinatra.
No relation to Frank.
Don't listen to him.
She is 80 years old today. Oh. So he's not wearing them boots made for walking.
They're orthopedic boots now.
In 1995, she posed nude for a special issue of Playboy.
She sure did. Do you know that song, These Boots Were Made for Walking, was originally written for a male singer?
No, I did not.
And they decided, nah, that's too abusive. We need a female for this.
Right. Yeah. So they called on Nancy. All right. Here you go. Know this singer, Bonnie Tyler. She's 69 years old today.
Do you do a Bonnie Tyler impression?
No, I can't recall one of her songs right now.
I think Taylor does.
Turn around, Fridays.
What in the world?
She does the Marge Simpson cover version, apparently.
Three Dog Night singer Chuck Negron is 78 years old. Duran Duran musician Nick Rose, 58. And that's the highlights.
Yep.
All right. Besides, Kanye West is 43 years old.
There you go.
How do you get that messed up in 43 years?
Well, let's end this on a positive note. A guy who just recently left us, actor Jerry Stiller, would have been 93 years old today. Just died a couple
of
weeks
ago. That's right. We talked about that. Yeah. We passed away. All right. Well, so mainly happy birthday to you on this June 8th.
Stop looking at me.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. You know how we've loved space over the years. The SpaceX rocket taking off. Kennedy Space Center, Cape Canaveral, Florida. We're celebrating big things off here in about 20 minutes. So, but right now.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Closing the Distance. As our story opens, Earl Hafler is standing in the checkout line at Food Genie.
Good morning, sir. I'll help you right after I finish with this customer right here, okay? So please step on the red dot on the floor to maintain your distancing.
You got it.
All right, thank you so much, and I'll be right with you.
I'll be here. Not there's anywhere else to go. Hey, what the Sam hell are you doing, man?
Uh-huh.
Were you rubbing my shoulders just now?
I was thinking about something else.
You better be thinking about backing up to that red dot on the floor. You ever hear of social distancing? It's in all the papers.
Relax. Nothing to worry about. I just got my test results this morning. I'm 100% virus-free.
Congratulations. Now back up. Who do you think you are?
I'm a chiropractor.
Well, you're not my chiropractor.
Well, I'm sorry. I must have spaced out for a second. When I'm done here, I'm going back to the clinic for the first time in weeks.
You touch me again, you're going to be going to the emergency room.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen a patient since the beginning of March. I guess I was kind of limbering up my hands.
Well, don't limber them up on me.
Sir, I just said there's no need to worry. I'm virus-free. And as you can see, I've got on a mask and gloves.
I don't care what you got on. Back up.
I'm not a weirdo. I'm a chiropractor.
Yeah? Well, I'm a lawyer, and you don't see me screwing the guy in front of me, do you?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
And hell, he's 6 feet away. I couldn't pull that off when I was 20.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old aromatherapist say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep.
Medical experts tell us that doing this actually helps relieve constipation. Yes.
Share. How about when you laugh?
Well, of course it is.
Yeah. So please listen responsibly.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio for you Monday morning, June the 8th. A little over an hour from now, our racing baby doll, Heather Lutz, will join us from NASCAR Racing Experience. Yeah, racing's back, NASCAR, and so is NASCAR Racing Experience. It tracks nationwide, fully operational, very safe, just in time for Father's Day, doing one of them Big Show deals. And I'm not going to tell you the whole deal, but I will tell you, go to thebigshow.com, click on the NASCAR Racing Experience banner, take it right to their website, and get a jump on the deals we got, man. It's unbelievable. Okay, 50% off the NASCAR Racing Experience.
Dude.
And ride-alongs only $99.
But don't worry. Besides that, it's in the vault.
Don't tell Heather. I'll let it out.
Right,
all
right.
And then maybe you can use your stimulus check to do that. And I heard, Randy, you were talking about that. A lot of people are throwing their stimulus checks away.
Yeah, because it comes in an unmarked envelope.
Okay, so not generic.
Looks like purpose. Looks like junk mail.
Well, it's to put them on debit cards for those who didn't have direct deposit, didn't do their taxes with a direct deposit refund.
Okay.
So they were doing checks, and then they stopped doing the checks. It'd be easier to put it on the card, right?
Yep.
And the cards come in that blank envelope. Because the checks come in the big brown envelope. Everybody knows when the... And your tax check's in the mail.
Right.
And that brown, it says state, federal treasury.
Yeah. So if you haven't done your taxes.
Wait. You're kind of blurring two together. So, this doesn't have to do with the tax.
That's what he does, Randy.
They just need to know a way to pay you.
Yeah, see, if they're just using the last way they gave you your refund as how they're going to distribute the stimulus money.
Okay.
So if you didn't have direct deposit set up, you would have gotten a paper check.
Right.
And then
that's
they decided.
My parents got it, and they put it in the bank. They had no clue. She called me and said, I have no clue what this check was for.
I'm like,
how much? And when she starts talking about the amounts and stuff, I said, that's your stimulus check.
Okay, but it doesn't look like a check, so people think it's junk mail.
See, that's what my mom said. It doesn't look like it's a check. Nah.
See, they changed the system from paper checks to this debit card.
And it
came in a basically vanilla, unmarked envelope. People were throwing them away. But here's the good news. If you're due one, you should pretty much know. Mm. If you're not sure, you can call the IRS and ask, and they will. If you accidentally threw it away, they'll replace it,
reissue
at no charge.
Yeah.
But then, if you really did get it and spend it, they'll know that
they
too.
They would know.
Yep. See, you go right to the scam every time. they would know because.
Yeah. Right. No, that's what I was saying. I was putting it out there in case somebody was thinking that.
Just like if you.
Anybody you know?
Why does eyebrows go up?
It's just easier for me to do it here on the radio. So everybody.
Yeah, they can check and see if you had used it. And once they replace it, the other one is,
void.
No good. Yeah.
All right. So should most of the stimulus checks be out by now?
No.
No, they're still
working
on
those. They're still
working
on getting them out, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, y'all, don't throw stuff away.
Open it first.
Okay, I got it. See, I got it.
Okay.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
Here to help during these uncertain times. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Haybo Outdoors prize pack. Fishing, hunting, or anything outdoors, Haybo has you covered for every season. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Haybo banner for dealer info, or enter code JBB and get 20% off when you shop online. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. First, with a SpaceX launch. We got American astronauts at the space station. We're having fun in space this morning.
Animal Channel presents The Crocodile Stalker. Traveling around the world in search of exotic wildlife, then annoying the crap out of them. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, love, and good day, everyone. Looks like you're just in time.
Commencing countdown. All systems are go.
Roger, mate. All set to go. Can you believe it? A seat aboard the shuttle. First class, no less. This is really an honor. I'm on a special assignment with the fine folks here at NASA. Seems they've discovered some sort of amazing new life form aboard the space station, and the little bugger's gotten loose. Just think, a brand new species, and we get to be there. Bonzers, it's bloody exciting if you ask me. Now, they haven't told me too much about what to expect. It's pretty top secret, I guess. Regardless, it looks like it'll be up to old Steve to corral that rascal so the scientific team that's already up there can study him. I can hardly wait. Crikey, what an adventure. They even let me bring along a couple of experiments of my own. I'm dying to see what effect zero gravity has on these common houseflies and this garden variety Venus flytrap. Easy, boy. Here's a little something for the road.
Ten. Nine.
Here we go. I better put these experiments in a safe place. The thrust needed to get out of Earth's orbit exerts tremendous G-forces on the human body. If you're not strapped down when the booster's kicked in, you'd be shot to the back of the shuttle, pinned to the wall, and the pressure would flatten you like a pancake. There we go. Safe and sound. Just enough time to get back to my seat.
Two. One.
My watch must be slow.
Zero. Ignition. Liftoff.
Ow!
We have a liftoff.
You see what I told you? I only hope I can survive these first few seconds. I'm lucky I spent so much time in the sun. Thanks to my coarse, leathery skin, I won't pop like an eggplant. Well, not all of me anyway. These G-forces are a little hard on the system. Whoa! I wish I'd packed another spacesuit. Ooh. Phew, what a ride. And look there, the space station. Oh, she's absolutely gorgeous. Hanging out there in the vast blackness of space. We're moving into docking position. I'll just grab my experiments out of the locker and let myself in. Good day.
Good day.
Hello? Where's everybody? I must be on lunch break. Everything is so still, so quiet. I'll just set my flies and my little Venus flytraps down here. Stay, boy. You should be fine right here next to the nuclear reactor. Now let's have a look around. I've got my stun phaser and a catch stick at the ready. Now let's see what's behind door number one. I just wish I knew what I was looking for. I'd say that's it. Uh-oh. Glad I didn't bother to change my spacesuit. Crikey, it's huge! I could pretty much guess what happened to everybody else. Blimey, what a sight! Looks like a cross between a spider, a neon light, and a Tasmanian devil. I've never seen anything like it before. Amazing! Whoa! Oh, better stay out of the way of those legs. They look like they could take off a limb with very little trouble. Not that it really matters at this point. There's not much room to run anyway. I'm sort of stumped here. I wish I'd watched Star Trek more often. I guess I'll just set this phaser thing as high as it will go and hope it knocks him out. That'll give me time to think about what to do. Whoa, or at least get away. Well, here goes. Blimey, the space station must be magnetically charged. That very first blast missed and ricocheted all over the place. All right, hold still, mate. Oh, that was too close. Tore the seat of my spacesuit out. Ooh, hey, you, that was unfortunate. I gotta make this one count. Ready? Aim. Fire! That's it? One little phaser blast and you're down for the count? Bonzers, this is one for the books. I don't need stitches, transfusions, or plastic surgery. Just a new spacesuit. And, maybe a little shower. I'm Captain Steve, Space Ranger! Yippee!
Reactor breached. Danger. Danger. Evacuate now. Space station will self-destruct in 30 seconds.
That's more like it. Yeah, let's go. Oh, almost forgot my experiments. Where are they? Oh, the cases must have been destroyed when the reactor was breached. Poor buggers. This hasn't been a picnic for anyone. And what's a picnic without flies? More good news. The radiation must have mutated my little flies, but they're not so little now. And they look hungry. Too bad I don't have anything for them to eat. Oh, I almost forgot. What? Get home! Put me down, mate! Oh, hey, come on now, don't roll me over! Oh, that's unpleasant. Hey, what's this? All right, my Venus flytrap is mutated too. He's huge. All right, boy, get him, tear him apart. Not me.
you idiot! Well, at least the space station will blow up soon and this will all be over.
Breach contained. Destruction sequence terminated. Have a nice day.
Same to you, you son of a...
Tune in again next week for another episode of The Crocodile Stalker.
Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom?
Maybe.
All right, good job. There's a bunch more to go. Out of the realms of the gravitational pull of our home planet.
You sounded just like Captain Kirk.
Holy cow.
Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. All right, here's something I can do. If you find yourself nodding off during the workday, you should know that researchers say that the most common cause of daytime fatigue is not getting enough of this.
If Terry Hansen were here right now, he would say,
hey, and it would be wrong as usual. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Monday morning, the Big Show's on the radio. And we got a good video today. Kick off the week, live from home, the evening news. Check them out at BigShow.com. I like the weather guy whose dog won't stop barking.
Yeah, perfect, on countdown.
I feel your pain. Check it out at BigShow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's
John Boy Jeopardy.
And now your host, his number one source of daytime fatigue is daytime. He's John Boy. It'll take it out of you.
Say hey to Lloyd out of Barnardsville, North Carolina. Jackie, I think it's time for you to start using two spaces on your words.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Lloyd, is that you, buddy?
It's me, John Boy. How are you?
Hey, man, we're good. Welcome. All right. Well, Lloyd, see what you got. If you find yourself nodding off during the workday, you should know that researchers say the most common cause of daytime fatigue is not getting enough of this.
Can you show me water?
You say water.
Seven is that.
Bam, man. I'm down for sure. Well, we'd have to guess sleep first.
That's quite obvious.
And Bob said, yeah, well, good work, Lloyd. Yeah, man. Not only can insufficient water consumption make us more tired, but dehydration can affect our bodies in several ways.
Would you like to hear some of them? Because he's got them.
No.
Yeah, me neither, Lloyd. We got it. Let's just get you hooked up with that Haybo Outdoors prize pack and move along with our lives. Good work there, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Jeff said he would kind of like to hear some dehydration.
Hey, doctor, don't you use me as an excuse.
Hang on, we'll do a time cap on the other side. That'll be better.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, man, somebody need to sit the TV people down and tell them they're trying to put way too much crap on the screen.
What?
I ain't talking about the program. That's bad enough. I'm talking about all them little logos and promos that go swooshing around during the show.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind the little thing down in the corner tells you what channel you're on. Mm-hmm. But I don't need all this junk popping up talking about what's coming up next. He's sitting there trying to watch Homer Simpson. Here come the Terminator, the robot from the future. And by the future, I mean tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
If the show coming up is so important, you got to interrupt the one I'm watching now to tell me about it. Yeah. Why don't you just take this one off and put that one on? Because
really?
When Dr. House is about 10 seconds away from figuring out what's about to kill this poor sap in room number 9, I don't need Stewie from The Family Guy shaking his butt at me at the bottom of the picture.
Really?
Now, sometimes they'll put stuff on the screen to help you out. Like, you know, you'd be watching the ball game. They got a box in the corner with the score and how much time is left. See, that's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you watch a race, they always got the field summary going across the top of the screen so you can see how your boy's doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's useful. But I don't need no animated promo for next week while I'm trying to watch this week. One time I was watching the Atlanta race, little car came driving in on the bottom of the screen. This car wasn't even in the race. I don't know where it came from. Then a little tiny pit crew came out, changed two little tiny tires, put in a half a tank of gas, and when the car pulled off, they went to the little tiny concession stand and bought two little tiny hot dogs. Please. Can y'all just put some of it that says, next week, Food City 500 at Bristol?
Really?
I don't need no computerized reenactment of a pit stop. I know what happens during a race. I'm watching one. You know who's the worst at loading up the screen with junk, though, is the news channels.
Oh, yeah.
They got stuff on the top, on the bottom, down the side. Might as well not even put a picture in the middle of the screen. I ain't got time to look at it. I'm too busy reading all this other stuff. And I don't like to read. See, that's why I'm watching TV. I want to read, I'll buy a newspaper. And I'll tell you exactly when the news channel started going wrong. September 11th, 2001. Remember, there was so much news that day, and it was coming in so fast, they had to put the headline crawl at the bottom of the screen. Now, the problem is, the news has slowed down a good bit, but the crawl been going ever since. Nowadays, turn on CNN, look like the bulletin board at the laundromat. Screen got the logo, the clock, the weather forecast, program guide, stock prices, lost dog ad, two sets of headlines going in different directions. And one of them ain't even real news. It's trivia stuff, like experts say 30% of U.S. children have ADD. Well, gee, I wonder what caused that. Old people can't process stuff when it comes at them that fast. Please, I was at Mama's house the other day watching CNN. It was a shot of Barack Obama making a speech. On the bottom of the screen, it said, Britney Spears launches comeback tour. Mama said, well, look at that. Her hair's finally coming back in. She lost a bunch of weight, too. See what I'm talking about? Don't be overloading my mama's brain like that. Oh, but I do have some good news. I talked to one of my boys here at the cable company. He said they got a piece of technology that lets you get rid of all the crap on your TV screen. It's called the off button. Y'all think about it. I'm not going to.
John Boy and Billy.
Oh, wise guy.
Morning radio done right.
Good Monday morning. The Big Show is on the radio for your June the 8th, 2020. Yeah, I said never again, but we had a hole in the schedule, and even though I'm sure I'll regret it, I decided to let Astro Nerd take another shot at comedy.
Hey, folks, who's from Pittsburgh?
Wait a minute, slow down. Don't you want an introduction?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. What's wrong with you today?
Well, it's the first time I'm not working off note cards. I've got the whole thing memorized. I'm trying not to forget it.
Okay, well, don't be nervous.
You telling me not to be nervous is making me nervous.
Okay, well, we can't wait all day for it to calm down, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your headliner. He's not a star, but he knows all their names. How about a round of applause for Astro Nerd?
Wait a minute. What do you mean I'm not a star?
it's just a callback to the Astro theme.
Well, that kind of hurt my feelings.
Well, let's just forget about it then, and thanks for stopping in.
Hey, folks, who's from Pittsburgh?
Nobody's from Pittsburgh.
Somebody's from Pittsburgh.
The clock's ticking, nerd.
Dang it. Hey, who's from... No, never mind. Well, I just had a birthday. Man, birthdays, am I right? I'm not saying how many candles were on my cake, but we roasted a rotisserie chicken over them. I tell you, I don't understand. Billy, don't help me. I don't understand why people lie about their age. If I have to wait for my senior discount, so should they. You know, I just had my DNA tested. They referred me to the Smithsonian. But you know, I'm so old.
How old are you?
I'm so old my birth certificate fossilized 2 years ago. And it's in the Smithsonian now. Moving on, I guess I can't. Hey, I read in the paper the oldest living person just died. But I checked my pulse and it wasn't me, so I got out of bed. Getting out of bed, am I right? Where the hell have you been for the last... You know, I read someplace, there's a lady that lived to be 117 and said her secret was eating 3 eggs a day, 2 of which were raw, for the last 90 years. A treadmill was never mentioned, neither was a salad bar. I'm just saying. Damn it, if you can't keep up... How am I doing?
About as good as I expected.
Oh. Thanks, bro. Hey, who's from Pittsburgh?
Are you starting over?
I lost my place when I asked how I was doing.
No, just picking up somewhere down the line.
Okay. Pittsburgh, rotisserie chicken, senior discount, Smithsonian, 3 eggs. Did I do any fashion stuff yet?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Good enough. Hey, don't you think us older folks should dress our age? I mean, who wears a baseball hat with a propeller and bifocals anymore? So 15 minutes ago, am I right? Woo! Shut him up. Here's some combinations to avoid. No, I'll point to you, Billy. You cue him. Right. A nose ring and a hearing aid. Damn it, Billy. Spiked hair and a bald spot. You're going to hang me out to dry like this, little buddy.
I'm going to use this finger, okay?
Okay.
That's not the finger you were using for my hand.
That's the problem, yeah.
A pierced tongue and dentures. That more like mini skirts and support hose. Ankle bracelet and bunion pad. A belly button ring and a gallbladder scar.
Okay, all right. Time to wrap it up.
I got like 50 more of those. Hey, what about swimwear? No matter how hard I try, I can never find one in my style. Long sleeves and a turtleneck. Never shop discount. You know how depressing it is to try on an irregular and it fits perfectly?
How depressing is it?
Not as depressing as this set. One size fits all. That's a laugh. All of what? Your shoulder, your left leg, your pinky finger.
Just anywhere.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big, big show hand for Astronerd.
Hey, who's from Philadelphia? See, I can be versatile. Damn it!
Hi, this is George Thorogood, and you're listening to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
Shows on the radio. I think I got to give it to Astronerd's material is getting better.
I told you. All I needed was a chance.
No, you're just still not paying attention.
If you missed just a few minutes ago of any of Astronerd's comedy set, Boy, be thankful for the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. People in 64 countries will be hearing that later on around noon time.
63. I think somebody just dropped that.
It could be let's see.
No, it's official. We lost Ecuador, yeah.
This might be big in Albania. That's the 12th country most listens to the big show. How about that?
Note to self, add more Albanian jokes.
Denmark, Algeria, and Ecuador's down in the 50s.
Ecuador, is that an A or an E?
Okay, yeah, so...
Do you want to lose the British Virgin Islands? Because this is how you lose the British Virgin Islands.
I said the top 10 countries that listen to the John Boy and Billy's podcast.
They download it. We'll see what happens.
United States, Puerto Rico, United Kingdom, Canada, France, Belgium, Qatar, Iraq, Germany, and Mexico.
So the whole thing is like a contest to see who can make the biggest ass of themselves.
It is working perfectly. Check it out at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to get in the winner's circle, the current events quiz. Take C, get a BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler. The perfect Father's Day gift. Surprise them with the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth. More peanuts, less sugar. Go to TheBigShow.com, click on the Brittle Brothers logo, enter code JBB at checkout, and get 20% off. Order now in time for Father's Day. Speaking of Father's Day, coming up this Sunday, and iRacing baby doll Heather Lutz is on the line with us. Yes, NASCAR racing experience is back for you guys. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry we don't have you in the studio. I miss looking at you. I know you feel the same way.
You guys.
Oh, sweetie.
I sure do. Miss all of y'all.
Miss you too, Heather. But thank you so much. I mean, when we're on spring break last week, a week or so ago, yeah, whenever it was. Boy, it seems like a long time now. Work.
Yeah.
And the people were asking about NASCAR, your NASCAR racing experience for Father's Day. And because you always come on and give our Big Show listeners great deals. And had a guy that took the experience and said it was just going on and on about it, said the best ever. And I was just tickled to death. I found out, yes, you guys are back in business. You are open and operating with all safety precautions in place.
We are. We got back on track last week. We started up in Myrtle Beach and then Daytona and then Charlotte, and we're just making our way across the country now.
All righty, y'all. Well, here it is. Here is one of those Big Show one-day-only sales for NASCAR racing experience for Father's Day. Heather, tell us what you got for our listeners this morning.
Well, we've got a big one-day sale going on, and it's up to 50% off. We've got NASCAR driving experiences. You're going to save up to 50%. And we've got our NASCAR ride-alongs on sale for the Big Show listeners for only
$99.
If you talk about this, man,
50% you can save today only on the NASCAR racing experience. Now, well, our race fans, you know, that is the one, man. That's the closest you're going to get to being in an actual NASCAR race, because you're on real NASCARs, passing is allowed, you have your spotter, you have your crew chief, your driver's meetings. This is as real as it gets, Heather.
That's the goal. We go through it all just so you get the full experience of what it's like to drive a real NASCAR race car, or you can take that ride-along.
And a ride-along, that's good. You know, like you can take your track, like when you're going to be traveling or near a track, something like that, and take the family along, the ride-along for the wife, only $99, 50% off the racing experience. And like you said, and the thing about this, Heather, is always gift certificates, something for your father to open up on Father's Day.
Exactly. We want to make it easy. So, you know, you might not know which racetrack he wants to do or what date and time might work. Mm-hmm. So you give them a gift certificate, they're emailed, personalized, and they never expire, and they're good for any of our nationwide locations.
So there you go, and we're talking Charlotte, Daytona, Atlanta, Richmond, Myrtle Beach, Kentucky, Phoenix, California, Homestead, Miami, Texas, Chicago, New Hampshire, Michigan, Talladega, Kansas, Las Vegas. I mean, we got you
covered
nationwide. And so we'll run this until midnight tonight. Is that going to be the cutoff, Heather?
Yeah, that's going to be it. You know, we can't do these prices all the time, so we just offer them for your listeners for about a 12-hour time frame. And so if they can buy it before midnight tonight, that'd be great.
We sure appreciate that. All right, so the way you can do it, you can buy online at NASCARRacingExperience.com. As always, we have a setup where you can go to our website at TheBigShow.com and click right over. You can also call 704-886-2400, 704-886-2400. Customer service rep standing by, ready to take your calls, your questions, to get you set up. Like I said, NASCARRacingExperience.com. Go to TheBigShow.com. Click on the NASCAR Racing Experience banner. Once again, the number is 704-886-2400. 50% off NASCAR driving experience. $99 for the ride-along. And sale ends at midnight tonight. Heather, you the one, baby. Thank you so much for treating our listeners the way you do.
Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much. You tell your husband, Bob, him have a happy Father's Day. Of course, I can't imagine how he wouldn't, being married to someone as lovely as you.
All right, that's enough. Break it up.
Aren't you sweet? Oh, I'll tell him. I'll remind him.
You know, I think they have caller ID, John.
All right, Heather, looking forward to seeing you again soon. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys take care.
We sure will. You too. Be safe. NASCAR Racing Experience. Click on the banner when you go to TheBigShow.com. Take advantage of the deals today until midnight tonight. All right, Bentley, let's play the current events quiz. Right. What are we dealing with?
Here's a weird one. World's dumbest gambler actually gets his money back.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free long line, no gamble. I got it. Take C and win. We play next. Good Monday morning. The Big Show's on the radio and our video of the day, live from home, the evening news. I like Pretty Blonde Baby Doll with a cat that won't cooperate.
You wonder how long she's had that cat.
There's some good outtakes, y'all. Cheer yourself up and hit TheBigShow.com. Catch up on any video of the day. You might have missed from last week, y'all, right there. And right now, we're right here.
Ready?
And we got Carter from Greenville, South Carolina. Good morning, Carter.
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah.
I know what you mean.
John Boy.
Hey, Carter,
Randy,
welcome.
Randy.
See, you started it.
Randy.
I want you to enjoy it.
It was answer the phone, man.
You know, I'm the one you're going to need to like you right now. You know that, right?
I don't think Carter's too worried about it.
Yeah.
All right, Carter, you know what to do. Let's listen to Bidley.
Well, in January of 2011, Edmund Mark Hooper of Quebec, Canada, was in debt to the equivalent tune of $517,000 wow. to a high-stakes gambler named Mark Primo after he lost a very, very high-stakes game of rock, paper, scissors. Yes, it's true. Hooper was forced to refinance his house to cover the loss, as a matter of fact. But he got some good news recently when a Canadian Court of Appeal finally let him off the hook. The court ruled any legal contract for a bet in Canada has to be based on skill or bodily exertion, not just random chance. So Hooper is getting his money back. And in Canada, at least, we know officially rock, paper, scissors is a game of chance if it ever comes up. Hooper says he should have known he was in trouble because, A, he put real money on a kid's game, B, he was willing to bet $500,000, or C, he was playing against a gambler named Mark Primo.
What you got, Carter?
I gotta let me see.
Told you he'd win.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Gardner, you got the BrittleBrothers.com variety sampler, the most delicious peanut brittle made on earth. Head down to Greenville for you.
I love you, and Rock 101 loves you. And I got to give a shout-out, John Boy.
All right, keep it going.
Hey, I got to do one thing real quick. I love my beautiful girlfriend, Kim Ballard, known her since seventh grade. I got to tell my boy, Bo Murphy in Merle's Inlet, keep on fishing. And my buddy, oh, my God. I got the first one. At least I got the first one. All right, Bo. And, oh, Bobby McDougal. Down in
Merle's
Inlet. I'm coming down fishing, brother. Let's go get them.
All right, I think he's running out of buddies now.
And what grade are you in?
I got one more thing. I love Jackie and all the crew and all of my Devil Dog Marine Corps out there and all the services, too.
Well, all right, Carter. We're going to put you on with Jackie right now. Continue this conversation.
Jackie, you take a break. Johnny will get the information.
We jump out, catch you up on your news. Hey, we're celebrating space today, and it's going perfect. Hey, you know, something special on the other side. Good morning, what? Big Show's
what
on the radio.
What is going on here today?
Oh, man. Our winner, Carter, who's loving life out of Greenville, South Carolina, on the current events quiz.
Jackie's
still getting this information.
And she said at one point, okay, well, go get a piece of mail that just came to the house and read me the zip code off of that. So they're having some technical problems.
Doesn't know it.
Oh. Hey, he knows he's loved his girlfriend since seventh grade.
I don't mail myself things. You know what he told me? I don't know what my zip code is because sometimes I ain't allowed to come in.
That makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, let's get back to celebrating space with the SpaceX rocket up, hooked our boys up to the space station. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we've been loving space for a long time here on the Big Show. And I think we've had some influence over the years. Check this out.
Well, you hear Robert D. Rayford talking about the Mir space station.
That's Mir.
Whatever. Mir. I can't talk Russian. Yeah. It was on TV yesterday. Somebody asked about sex in space. Of course, we've dealt with that.
Yeah.
But NASA, before, Rafe's take on it was, why is everybody so obsessed with sex? Hmm.
Well, because at our age, there's still a legitimate chance we might actually get some.
That's a good point.
Lars is still hanging out there. You never know. Huh?
So the Russian, when they asked her, the Russian said, I don't understand the essence of the questions. And this is a female Russian cosmonaut. Mm-hmm. Is that a meeting of people who are unmarried, or are we talking about life in space? Then she added, let's first conduct experiments on lower forms of life, and then we will see how can a human life develop in microgravity.
And one of the other astronauts said, no, stupid. They're talking about boinky boinky.
Yeah. Sorry, cosmonaut Lutgutskin replied. I haven't seen anything unusual, though I would like to see something unusual very much.
No. That's when they ask about UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
M. Russian, bunch of party animals, ain't they?
Are we talking about maybe lower life forms?
Okay, yeah, whatever. Well, let's...
Your Russian voice sounds a lot like your Tina Turner voice. Have you noticed that?
I liked it more for my Private Dance album. Unusual life forms in space. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, anyway, we'll turn away from space. Wow, look at this. Maybe the Big Show in space?
I think we may have a copyright infringement suit on our hands here.
Well, let's listen to this.
All right.
Presenting the newest addition to the NASA Channel lineup. Weekday mornings at 0600 Eastern, tune in for the zany ringmasters of Man Space Radio, Neil Boy and Buzzy.
That's
Skinner. Sweet home Alabama. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Good morning, Neil Boy and Buzzy. Big Show's on the radio. Hey, Mission Specialist Randy, nice coveralls.
Yeah, was there a yard sale at Sally Ride's house this weekend?
You're mocking me, aren't you?
That's a roger.
By the way, your microgravity jaw reconstruction experiment went extremely well.
Yeah, we can't believe how your voice has matured.
Yes, it's the Intergalactic Big Show with all your favorite zany characters.
Hello, Neil Boy. Love ya. Mean it. Hey, babe, how many congressmen on the Space Appropriations Committee does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
One, he just holds the light bulb and lets the world revolve around him.
Good morning.
Plus those wacky Big Show callers.
Good morning. Who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Bud from Huntsville, first-time communicator.
And your favorite zany contests.
Well, it's time to play Beat the Blonde Space Cadet. Good morning, Mission Specialist Lisa. What are you wearing?
Light blue coveralls, just like every other day, Neil.
I bet you look really hot.
Roger that, Neil.
I can feel it.
Hey, you two get a room, will ya? Let's meet our contestant. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, Bill, baby. How the tail fell off, are you?
No.
Is this Mission Specialist Maxine?
That's a Raoul Fighter.
All Raoul Fighty. Maxine, here's your question. Your AE-35 unit malfunctions. Which related component could you reroute to restore power to the comlink? A, unit C-3946. B, unit C-3947. Or C, unit C-3948.
I was just reading the manual on this last night, and it's definitely
C-3947. I'll follow the grill, please.
Ooh, it was C-3948.
Oh, I was bluffing you.
Sorry, Maxine. Thanks for trying. Do we have a consolation prize, Buzzy?
Roger, just for playing, we have a copy of Neil Boy and Buzzy's new album, Freeze-Dried Fun in a Plastic Tube.
Coming up, Mission Specialist Rafer releases his latest debriefing report. Four people, why don't they just get a job? As the Big Show continues, here's who. Mama's got a squeeze box.
Mama's got a squeeze box, she wears on her chest.
Neil Boy, Buzzy, and the whole Big Show crew. Weekday mornings at 0600 Eastern. Call your local cable operator and tell them you want the NASA channel today.
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. It's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener. And the address will follow this report. Go ahead and start that.
He forgot to wind it up.
The clerk at a Denton, Texas pizza parlor trembled with fear as she emptied the cash register for an armed man who had just walked in and demanded money. The woman got a second surprise when a co-worker jumped in and began to fight back against the gunman. But the biggest surprise came when the suspect's wig and sunglasses fell off during the struggle, and the clerk realized the holdup man was her father.
Oh.
Don't hit him again. That's my dad, she exclaimed. Investigators say the clerk was not involved in the scheme, Her husband later said he had a hunch that his father-in-law might be planning some kind of robbery, but thought he was planning to knock over a convenience store, not a pizza parlor.
This is the last thing we expected.
Three young brothers in Bolivia were hospitalized after they let a black widow spider bite them so they'd gain the superpowers of Spider-Man. The trio, apparently big Marvel Comics fans, poked the spider with a stick till it bit each one of them. When their mother found out what happened, she rushed them to a local hospital. The boys, ages 8, 10, and 12, spent a week in the Children's Hospital of La Paz before being released. Doctors say they should be fine, though none of them went home with any superpowers.
How did that Peter Parker guy do this? It's ridiculous.
A Kissimmee, Florida man held up a convenience store and got away with a small amount of cash. Actually, got away isn't the right word. Since the man didn't have a getaway car, he convinced a pair of strangers to give him a ride away from the scene of the crime. Bad idea. The man attacked the suspect, robbed him of the stolen loot, and left him stranded on the side of the road. He was arrested when he called 911 to report he had just been robbed.
He said, "What's wrong with people nowadays? You can't trust anybody."
A 41-year-old Des Moines, Iowa man and his 22-year-old son were arrested for attempted safe-cracking at a local country club. A security officer got their license plate numbers. Their pair sped away after a frustrating session in which they cut into the safe but still couldn't open it. The suspects had such a hard time that they left behind a note for management that read, "Bleep you and your safe."
Tough day.
A couple in Taiwan ended up in the hospital after their car plunged 150 feet down a cliff while they were making out in the back seat. Well, the couple had parked near the edge of the cliff without setting the emergency brake. When the making out part started, the vehicle rolled over the side of the cliff. The couple were covered with cuts and bruises, but managed to climb back up the hill and go for help.
And then the roadrunner ran by and went,
An Arlington, Texas man pulled a gun on an armored car driver, made off with several bags of cash. He didn't get far, though. He had parked his getaway car next to a bus full of Japanese tourists. Fascinated by the robbery, the group took numerous pictures of the crook and his vehicle, including several excellent shots of the car's license plate. An Illinois psychiatrist is in trouble after one of his patients complained that the doctor convinced her she was a cannibal who ate human meatloaf. The woman says she eventually realized there was no way I could live in a little town in Iowa and be eating 2,000 people a year without somebody noticing. A woman in Grand Forks, North Dakota, was testifying at the trial of two men accused of robbing her at gunpoint. The women burst into tears as she described the ordeal. The prosecutor listened intently to the story, paused, then asked, "And are the two perpetrators of this terrible crime present in the courtroom today?" Immediately, the defendants both raised their hands and said, "Here." And finally, police in Monroe, North Carolina, got a complaint from an exotic dancer at a local topless club. She told investigators that a customer had tipped her with a counterfeit $1 bill.
Wow. I think I've been to that place.
I think I know that guy.
It's a little cheap.
You got Dumb Crook News mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com.
What? Go now? Go now? Okay. Good morning. Stan Higgins here. Nothing makes my day like a chance to pop in on John Boy and Billy here on The Big Show. But I don't come here just to see them. I'm not a gay. I come here for the eye candy. Babs, Jackie, and Thader. And Daddy's got a sweet tooth. How is that?
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio for you Monday, June the 8th. You know, first time in 10 years, had a blast off. America, astronauts at the space station from Kennedy Space Center. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. Man, who would have thought? Man, we all, me and Billy and Randy, mm-hmm. I love space growing up, astronauts, ever since my G.I. Joe Gemini capsule.
Oh, man.
Spaceship. Yeah. So, we talked about that. And we got to know, of course, Jay Honeycutt coming up. We're doing a bit with Jay, former director of Kennedy Space Center.
Yep.
Yes.
What Randy said, was right there in it.
Yes, he was, man, on the moon landing on D1. Jay living down in Florida. Still, so, Jay, we think about you very often. And we'll get to that in a second. But first, yeah, way back, this is one of the first bits that me and Billy did. Of course, we also were big Cheech and Chong fans growing up.
Right, right.
Well, without further ado, roll this classic.
This summer, Cheech and Chong take you south of the border and out of this world.
That sounds like us, man.
Those cosmic cowboys head for Mexico to hatch another wigged out scheme.
Yeah, I didn't know Mexico had a space shuttle, man.
Oh, sure, man. It's just like the American space shuttle, except it has a lot more chrome, you know? Yeah. A few tiles missing off that side there where those gray primer spots are.
Hey, man, the back windshield's busted out.
Ah, no problem, man. We'll just tape a garbage bag over it.
How big a crew are we taking?
132, man. You know, just my immediate family.
Yeah. Cheech and Chong, the world's most spaced out spacemen.
Hey, what gives, man?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, hey, man, you have to get in on my side. That door won't open.
Oh, wow, man, are we gonna have any chicks on board?
Well, sure, man. How else are we gonna work in all that juvenile sexist exploitation humor, man?
Well, we never needed a reason before.
It's pandemonium in the upper atmosphere.
All right, you two, this is Mission Control. Land that shuttle immediately. Are you nuts? Don't you know that's an early test model? The thing's 5 years out of date.
So what, man? Our whole act is 10 years out of date and we're still flying.
Cheech and Chong.
Hey, man, I've been thinking. I don't know if this movie's really funny.
Don't worry, man. It's funny if you're stoned.
Yeah, but anything's funny if you're stoned.
Now you're getting it.
Up in Space, rated PG. Coming soon from Revco Embassy.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. It includes a cool Mount Olive hat. It's either camo or Hunter Orange. Also, a nice T-shirt, a heart, my Mount Olive Pickles. Yeah, I got a lot of comments on that when I was on vacation, by the way. I won't tell you what they said.
What they say,
mean.
Put it back on.
Is that a pickle shirt you wear, or are you just glad to see us?
They satisfy your pickle craving like we do with Munchies, the portable pickle in a pouch, available at grocery stores near you from the Mount Olive Pickle Company. Well, I was talking about dear friend of the Big Show, Jay Honeycutt, former director of Kennedy Space Center. He was having some fun. Roll this bit. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. John Boy. I'm the big stupid one. And Billy, everything. Okay, more Big Show coming up here. Listen, is this the right button?
That's
push
it.
This button?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Push it.
Okay. All right, are we off?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, tell the writers, I think that ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah came a little bit too early. Wanted to more or less build up to the ooh-wah, ooh-wah.
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah, too early.
Okay, all right. Who have I got on the phone? So you got one?
Here? Jay, yeah.
Okay, hello?
John Boy.
Hey, who is this?
This is Jay Honeycutt from the Kennedy Space Center.
Hey, Jay, how's it going, buddy?
Well, not bad, but you got a second?
Wait just a minute. Jackie, listen, tell Erskine Bowles I'll call him right back. I need to wrap with Jay a little bit.
He's with the president.
I know he's with the president. Tell him just to wait. If he wants to talk to me, he can wait, all right? I got Jay on the phone. Hey, Jay, how can I help you, buddy?
Well, we got a little problem with that shuttle mission, you know, we launched here a while back.
Uh-huh.
And I need your help.
No prob. What you got?
Well, we're supposed to do a spacewalk tomorrow morning,
mm-hmm.
and we can't get that outer hatch open.
Huh. Now, will the latch handles rotate properly?
No.
Did you remove the safety catches?
Well, we did that.
And the handles won't turn? All four?
All four.
Let's see. All right. Now, this is just a shot in the dark, Jay. Read me the numbers off the temperature sensors on the EVA monitor panel.
Just a sec. Let's see here. Right. How do I get that remote readout program?
Press the function 7 key.
Function 7?
Yeah, you see that little row of keys at the very top of your keyboard? They should say F1, F2, F3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, press F7.
Got it.
All right. Now, what do you see?
Minus 150 centigrade.
Minus 150. Jay, look at the starboard thruster monitor readout.
Starboard thruster readout?
That's F4.
Oh, okay, got it. It reads a negative.
Ah, that's what I thought. Jay, the shuttle isn't rotating in orbit.
It isn't?
No, no, it's not. When a spacecraft is orbiting, it's got to rotate so the same side of the shuttle isn't always facing the sun. If it is, that side that's in the sun will heat up hundreds of degrees, and the side away from the sun goes into like a deep freeze. The outer hatch is on the side away from the sun. It's minus 150 degrees, which means the latches are frozen shut.
So what do I do?
Well, fire the rotational thruster, and then the shuttle will start to rotate, and then the lock will unfreeze.
Well, how do I do that?
Okay. Access the remote access link to the starboard thruster readout. Program for a half-second burn.
A half-second burn.
That means the rocket fires for half a second.
Oh, and to do that,
You press F12, Jay. Click the burn duration field. Type in 0.5.
Got it.
All right. Everything okay? What's your inclination?
Mostly I like blonde.
No, Jay, your inclination, it's a degree reading on panel 4.
Let's see, 57 degrees.
No, you need to adjust that. Make it 51.6.
51.6, okay.
All right, what's your altitude?
184 statute miles.
184. Jay, that should be 196.
196?
Yeah, at least.
I'll get right on it.
All right, I hope so, man.
Hey, we're having a press conference tomorrow about that insulation stuff we're working on for NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going pretty good?
Well, yes, of course it is.
What does that stuff do exactly?
Jay, it reflects the heat away from the cockpit, lowers the temperature inside the car about 50 degrees.
And that helps?
I should say it does, especially in places like Talladega in the summertime. Inside of that car heats up to over 150 degrees.
Wow, that would make a difference.
Yeah.
You really need what you were doing there.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for letting us take the credit for it.
No problem, Jay. I'm here for you, man.
And hey, great job on that trumpet solo at the NASCAR $1 Million Contributors Banquet.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody said Earth, Wind, and Fire medley was the most amazing thing they'd ever heard.
Thanks, Jay. But remember now, I want you to keep that quiet because I'm not supposed to be really able to play.
Yeah, I know. Hey, great idea on the Mars rock, too, with the bacteria on it.
Yeah.
That thing kept us on the front pages for weeks.
I have an idea, man, Jay. That's what I do, man. Now, anytime you need anything, you give me a call. I'm here for you guys. I love NASA. You know that.
Well, thanks, John. And anytime I can help you out, just say the word.
I'll do it. Hey, well, that reminds me, Jay, that lipless guy's coming in tomorrow morning. Now, what's that thing he always says? That's a vast improvement over my idea.
No. That's a lot better than what I had.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Okay. That's a lot better than what I had.
Well, okay, Johnny, I got to go. Best of the gang.
All right, same to you guys. Hey, AJ, we're getting ready to play the current events quiz in a few minutes. You know how I always get that mixed up. Now, the right answer is take B.
No. Take C.
Right. Okay. Take C. Hey, know what? That's a lot better than what I had. I love that. I can't.
Thanks for Jay playing along with us, man. He's still doing good.
Thanks
man,
for ruining another one of my heroes.
That's a cool problem.
All right, y'all. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. You can also go to thebigshow.com, click the on-air contest button. If you can't get through, Jackie might call you. Always looking for those good wordy word players and those who think he are.
Ain't found any yet, but we're still looking.
Oh, we got some goods. See what happens. We'll team up and play next. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio for you Monday morning. In our video today, got a good one. Start the week off live from home, the evening news. Watch them. They look human.
What?
I just see a mess up at home.
Yeah, right?
At thebigshow.com. Classic bid request of the morning. It'll take one off the wall in minutes, but right now...
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Robert from Roanoke, Virginia. Good morning, Robert. And we got John from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome. John, you were on Team Tater and Randy. I don't believe y'all got a victory last week, did you, Doc?
You know what? I don't care.
Oh, that's your answer for everything you lose in life.
And
Robert.
Hold up. Now, we can have a little therapy, a little family time here.
Take it easy. You can show me. Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
Robert.
It's on like Donkey Kong, I'm sure. Yeah.
You got it. I don't understand what is preventing you from laughing this off and giving me a big hug.
All right, Robert on the job, boy, Bill aside. All right. So, John, you relax. Me and Robert will go for round one. All right. Are you ready, Robert?
We are.
Okay. Start the clock now. This is what holds a boat in place. Throw the... When you're out on the water in a boat, how you hold it in place? Throw the what out?
Anchor.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. All right. This is what you use when you're playing golf on the green. The club.
Club.
The club.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
What's the name of the club on the green?
Golf club.
No, stupid. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. All right. Marge, Homer, a cartoon. Who are they? Homer.
Simpson.
Yes. All right. Sorry about the stupid
thing. No, stupid. I had more confidence in him, apparently.
Oh, my God, John Boy. What the heck are you
on? Well, we put a 3 on the board. So, John and Tater for round one. You ready, John?
Yes, sir. Let's get him, Tater.
Okay.
And go.
Penny used to be made out of this metal. Pennies. Pipes.
And copper. Copper.
Yep. Chocolate, vanilla, Baskin Robbins. It's all what?
Ice cream.
Earth is our what?
No.
Planet.
Oh, okay. That you got that right. But how about this?
A fern.
You blank your garden for so it'll grow. You have to do what first?
Ew.
You have to put it in the ground. Wow. You have to put it in the ground. You have to put it in the ground. You and I had such a good relationship, and then I ruined it.
You must have had space in your head.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder why.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Sorry. Yeah, we'll watch you do it, Chuckles. Okay. Your turn's coming up next.
Okay. Oh, they're turning on each other.
I don't care.
Okay, so John got 2. Robert leads by 1, and here we go into round 2. Robert and Billy. Ready, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you're a bail.
I'm ready. Let's get this over with. I want to go home.
All right, Robert, we're picking up on that last one. Go.
You go to a nursery. You go to a nursery when you want to buy some of these. Different kinds of what? There you go. Let's see. You might add up numbers using this electronic device.
Calculator,
Yep, this is the kind of lights that have the long tubes or what kind of fixtures?
Fluorescent light.
Bam!
There you go. Not chocolate, but the other popular flavor of ice cream is?
Vanilla.
There you go. You might put gas in your car using one of these to keep from spilling it.
A funnel.
Yes.
Well,
there you go.
Well, there you go. Look at Robert dapping up there. Put a 5 on a 3, a 8 score. 8 for Robert. So, John and Randy.
Yeah, Randy.
6. Okay, Marcy.
John, y'all need 6 to tie. 7 will win. Ready, go.
Okay, it's another word for glue. Kids use it. Kids use it. Don't eat it. By the way, kids use it in kindergarten. They smear it onto stuff and stick construction paper on it. It's not Elmer's glue. It's another kind, another name.
Or computers. Copy and.
Yeah, okay. Copy and. There you go. Thank you, Tater. All right, so this is what football players do when they're talking about the big play. They gather. Yeah, to go. I got a sports one!
Robert wins by 8-4. That was something. I like Tater had to help out the Apple genius over here on the computer.
You know I'm certified.
And John, we appreciate you playing, buddy. You can try again anytime, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. And Robert from Roanoke, look at you winning the Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack, keeping our streak alive. Good work, buddy.
Good job, Rob. I mean, John Boy.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. And it's time for the classic bit request this Monday morning. William Blevins, Glade Springs, Virginia, says he'd like to hear something from Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band. All right. Get our house band out for you, William. Coming up next. Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request from William Blevins, Glade Springs, Virginia. Here's a little ditty recently recorded by Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band.
Touch your face, be sure to wash your hands, 'cause here comes that virus. That virus, it's right behind us. That virus. Giddy up.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands now.
Giddy up.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands now.
Please quit touching your face. Try hard not to get it, 'cause it gets mighty mean. And if you come now with it, they ain't got no vaccine. No. Don't hoard toilet paper, and don't act like a jerk. The only good part is you get to stay home from work. All because of that virus. That virus. We're undesirous of that virus. Giddy up.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands now.
Giddy up.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands now.
Please quit touching your face. That virus. That virus. It's right behind us. That virus. Virus, we're undesirous of that virus. That virus. That virus. Worse than Miley Cyrus. That virus. Worse than Miley Cyrus. That virus.
Shows on the radio, and earlier this morning, Heather Lutz from the NASCAR Racing Experience. As you know, NASCAR's back, and so is the NASCAR Racing Experience. We got one of them one-day-only Father's Day sales. Heather and Bob always help out our Big Show listeners with tremendous savings, and it's so good they got a cut it off at midnight tonight. But the deal is 50% off the NASCAR racing experience. The closest you get to being in a NASCAR race, you drive real NASCAR race cars. You got your spotter, crew chief, passing is allowed. Be a good time to get some of your buddies together, pick your favorite track, and actually race each other in a real NASCAR.
Really cool.
It is so cool. So 50% off of the racing experience, you go to thebigshow.com, click on the NASCAR Racing Experience banner. Got it right there at our website. You can also call 704-886-2400. You missed that. Hold on. Grab something, your phone or something. Put this number in it. Tell you again in just a sec. But also, there's the NASCAR ride-alongs, where you get driven by a professional race car driver at top speeds around the racetrack of your choice. Only $99. Is that all right? You're always one in your group say, man, I ain't getting on the track with you here. Just have a ride-along. $100. Bam. And, of course, I'm sorry, this is for Father's Day as well. So we wouldn't tell your father that. Well, I ain't letting you on the race. So, NASCAR Racing Experience sale ends at midnight tonight. 50% off the racing experience, $99 ride-along. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the NASCAR Racing Experience banner, or call 704-886-2400. Have until midnight tonight. Good deal. Thanks, Evan. Let's get it, Billy.
You're the one that put that big scratch on my classic Chevelle. I hadn't forgotten about that. Oh, sorry. Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by AnimeInc.com.
Y'all, hope you have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. We love you, and we mean it.